This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we discovered something new today that I didn't know. Hack's got himself a little bit of a fetish.
Yes, he does.
Is it a fetish? I don't know. That weird.
I think it is.
I think that word feels too intense for me. I don't think I have any fetishes. That seems like something that
you have on TV
late at night and like a documentary is going to be filmed.
You were
about.
Like, we were flipping through some channels and we went past a channel and there was a girl that had a ponytail in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think she's got beautiful hair on the reg.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like her hair up. I was like, it made her head look too small. Certain people, like if you've got a huge head of hair and you've kind of always been used to looking at their body with a huge head of hair, then all of a sudden with the hair like pulled tight or whatever, just made her head look Beetlejuice small. It was just like, like she's a little weird Bob.
I thought she looked great.
Yeah. So I didn't like it. And you're just like,
Yeah, I love a ponytail. Love a ponytail.
Which is so weird because you are not the only person that I know has that fetish, and I didn't think it was a fetish.
Preference.
So like you're saying
fetish is so weird.
Sorry, I don't know.
Well, because here's the thing: to each their own. We all like different things, but like
that's just such a random one.
Do you ever wear a ponytail here?
Rarely.
Maybe.
When the hell do you wear a ponytail? Like when you work out, maybe.
Even then, I'll just like do a low thing just to like tie it out of my way.
Huh. Okay.
Maybe is that have something to do with the ponytail that it's rare? Is it rarer than it used to be?
To me, it's striking
when you see a ponytail.
No. Since COVID, I am not trying to get in any bit of trouble here, but it's like men and women's GAF give a flying is like
it's less.
Considerably less. It's just like I've been on Zoom calls and even been in like face-to-face meetings where even you, when your hair was a little bit longer, you just got the messy bun up. And I'm like, bro, there's people here who matter. Like, you're not even trying, T-Hack. So, so maybe it just looks, I'm trying to figure out what it would be. Like, the messy bun looks like you're easier, maybe. Like,
well, and there's like the slicked back pony, which is super popular with women, like women's opinions. You have like the male gaze and the female gaze. And I feel like the female gaze is more of the slicked back look, whereas the male gaze, they want the
messy.
The messy, I think. That is totally just
my... Why do you think we want that?
I don't know.
I don't either. And here's... at risk of getting myself in further trouble, here we go though. The person who when I think of like a ponytail, specifically a high pony, I think of
Ariana Grande,
exactly.
Yeah,
but too high of a pony.
But I don't find her. She just doesn't do it for me. Like I don't. She's
at
pretty,
all.
But she. I don't find her like that. Yeah. Attractive
her voice
personally.
Does it for me, but her.
Yeah.
Which one? She's had like seven.
Singing voice.
Oh,
not her. No.
Well, no. She's had seven. It's a whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She changes her voice a lot.
Her Disney character voice is the worst.
Okay.
Like, but her voice on Bang Bang, although I'd rather hear
Jessie J
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But she's known for the pony, and I don't really like it on her, but I do like, but like I have to beg my wife to wear a ponytail, but because I think she does the messy bun. I think that's more popular now because it's like easier. You just throw it up.
But the
pony kind of takes a little bit more.
But do you want the clean pony on her, or do you want it to still be kind of messy?
I like both. I think I like both. The real slick back. I know what you mean. The real like tight. It almost looks like it hurts.
That's gonna stay in during relations. like the real tight one. Because if you take it out, there's probably product in there, and it's going to take too long to like work it out, and then she's going to look weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's going to be like, it's going to be like you're driving fast in a convertible.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It is wild. After, I think why I don't wear them anymore is because I used to wear them all the time for dance competitions.
Mm.
And so when you would take your hair out of that, after having miles of gel and hairspray, and like, yes, it was a helmet. You could knock on it and it was
hard. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want that in a relations scenario, but like, I want to ask you, Aaron, and you, Tiak, but like, you said there's a boy in your life or boys in your life that have liked the pony.
Yeah, one in particular.
Do they want you to leave it in or do they want to take it out?
No, they want it left in.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Because it's like, I don't hate the pony. I don't have a fetish like Hack does.
Well, I'm wondering if my fetish goes even deeper, because now I'm wondering, the reason my wife doesn't like to wear a ponytail is because she feels like her ears are kind of big. And so the ponytail exposes completely your ears, right?
Yes.
And maybe there's something there where I like seeing ears. That's more of a fetish, I think, right?
But so
we're on to something.
Do you leave hers in?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mess with her hair.
Like, even during, there's just something, there's something about, I'm just saying to take it out
and have it fall down, and then
you kind of fluff their hair back out. There's a very sensual thing about a scalp rub, like as you're,
it's very like personal and
So, well, who's got the fetish now? You weirdos.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.